This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, we getting a lot of people giving us a lot of feedback talking about Deshaun leading into the first hour.
It's quite a bit, yeah.
And my boy Glenn Davis said, athletes plus ego equals I don't always listen to my people. But if you hire the right people, they don't care. They make sure that they protect you. And a lot of times it's putting a foot down. Some players don't like it because we've said that rich people really like to have yes men that just go with whatever. But these people are totally put where they are to make sure that they steer you away from trouble.
Yeah, and I think there's some people better than others at that. It also depends on the relationship that you have with your client. Like, how much does Deshaun Watson trust his agent? Are they friends, or is it more of a business type of relationship? I think all these things matter, because even if you're super close with somebody, right, and I'm a star, you always have attention and people around you. There has to be a time as a human, you're getting the feeling where I just want to be by myself. I don't want to have a driver everywhere I go. I want to go take my own Maserati and drive anywhere I want to go, or whatever it is. I want to be able to be independent. So there's, to a certain extent, you know, even star players, they want to be out and doing their things on their own. Now, if it's a situation where he needs like his agent because he can't help himself, I mean, I think he has to acknowledge that. And I don't think most star players do that. You know, like, well, I need you, Joel, because you're my buddy. And, you know, I'm crazy, and, you know, and I love fat Latinas or whatever the case may be. I need you to help me from myself. I think that's a little much. You get what I'm saying? Like, there's a sense of independence for any person, let alone a star athlete like Deshaun Watson, you know, because he has people around him all the time. And I would imagine sometimes he just wants to be by himself or with a masseuse or whatever the case may be on his own time. And he doesn't want anybody else to know about it, including his best friends and closest people.
So here's what it is, Nick. It's kind of like, I saw this even in the documentary we were talking about earlier with Top Gun.
Yeah.
Where the people, Bruckheimer and Simpson, would say no, and they didn't like a certain cast member or something like that. But when they said, "Why, if you're going to fight me on this, tell me." And if the answer was, because I know, and I know who's fits the part role, they wouldn't accept that. But if you had a legit answer lined up, then they would accept it, and most times they would go with it. My legit answer, if I'm representing you with what you just said, and I tell you, Nick, you got to stop. You got to stop doing the massage thing and just fly someone in that you're paying on for a, but don't get into the massage thing. And you know what? Security's got documents that have to be signed before anything happens. I've told you about the athletes that I know, the security people, as part of their detail. If guys are out on the town and they're having a good time and they decided they want to take it to another level after the club closes or whatever the case may be, cell phones are turned in, documents are signed. And if you don't want to do it, then that's fine. But then that's where it ends. Because at a certain point, my answer to you as the athlete star is you're paying me to do a job and I'm looking out for you. And you may not like my decision right now, but I'm telling you, in the long run, my decision is the right one. Your decision could get you in a whole heap of trouble.
What would you do if you're a woman? 713-780-3776. Would you sign the non-disclosure agreement? Because apparently that happens.
Remember the one time
that happens.
Remember the one time security wasn't there and didn't get a phone. An Instagram model got pictures of old Slim Jim, Jimmy Harden, in bed after a night with the Instagram model. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Okay. That's what I'm getting at. Like, if you hire the right people, to Glenn Davis's comment, too. You know what? A lot of rich guys like yes men, but in these cases, they also understand part of the deal is I need someone hard and tough that's going to be able to fight me, not physically, but fight me on decisions so that I keep myself out of trouble at all costs.
That's something that the person himself has to acknowledge. Like, Deshaun Watson had to come to that point in his life saying, you know what? I need you to help me from myself. And I just don't know if Deshaun Watson was thinking like that. Remember, look, even with the masseuse tweets back in high school when he was talking about getting massages in the student section, he's still up until that point. And years after that point, he had a squeaky clean reputation, Joel. So, like, I don't know if he's going to acknowledge something like that. I think it's smart. I agree with you. And I think that should have been done. I think he should have totally taken the James Harden approach. And you've shed a bunch of light on that over the years on ESPN 97.5 and then past. But I just think that if you have to come to that point, and it kind of sounds like you have a problem too when you go up to him. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to do it. You think Deshaun Watson was doing that? Obviously, he wasn't. If none of these girls were signing NDAs like Glenn Davis brought to your attention, right?
Yeah, I just think that there's certain people that think – here's another example. I know of players that decided to hire their high school best friend as their security. Well, you know what? You can find a job for your best friend. But when you put your best friend in the position of director of security and protecting you, and it means not just physically in a bar fight or something like that, but protecting you from your own self and mistakes that can be made like this, like we're talking about, like get the phone, like sign the document, like if someone decides to egg you on before that your guy can punch him, you get in the way and you handle it. That's on you. If you hire the wrong people, and it takes a strong person to be able to say, look, you're going to push back at me. You're not. And part of the discussion during the interview process is, and I know plenty of guys that have done security, both for big name entertainers and for athletes. And one of the discussions that has to be had before they even agree to be hired is, if they're professionals and doing what they do, there are going to be times I'm going to piss you off because I'm going to go exactly against everything you want. You know what? She's hot. She's throwing herself at you. She wants to be the one. She doesn't care if it's for the week or the month of the year. It's for that night. And I'm telling you, for this reason and that reason, the answer is no. You're going to be pissed. You're going to come at me. If you're going to fire me the first time that happens, then don't hire me in the first place because we can't do this. If you're going to trust me, and you can be pissed at me short term, but the next day when you wake up sober or a couple days down the line when you look back at it, you go, smart move, man.
Yeah, you're right. I can see a situation where the agent gets involved, Joel, when the guy's doing something that's pretty bad, right? Like meaning illegal or egregious. But if Deshaun Watson wants to bang a chick, why would the agent just stop? Now, if he has knowledge about this particular girl and she's known to be a clout chaser and she can't be trusted and you never know what she's going to post, I can see him. But I don't see him, an agent, saying, you know what? Don't sleep with that girl. I know she's throwing herself at you. And then the other thing becomes is what he's doing illegal or not? Because if you try to protect him when he's doing something illegal, isn't there a risk that you as the agent could be charged as an accomplice?
You're not the agent. You're just the security guy. Remember what Chris Carter said a long time ago? And I want to say that we've used the soundbite and Dell has the soundbite, but he always said you got to have a fall guy. One of the guys on your staff is willing to take, normally it's misdemeanors, normally it's something like this. And so I love the Twitch. Right? So I'm going to give Clarence credit first because he said Jeter did it all the time. Jeter did it in a different way. Jeter made sure the phone was taken. Jeter made sure the document was signed. But then on the way back, when the limo took the female to go wherever she was going the next morning, they got a gift basket with an autographed ball, and the legend of Derek Jeter was created. But that's still doing it the right way. Now, OG and I could have a very positive relationship on Twitch, and then he comes at me with some things because he said to you, Joel's the kind of guy that wouldn't take a bullet for anybody. Well, I got news for you. I did this for so long for Charles Barkley in the fact that, and I give you example over example, but I was his pseudo security guy. And I was willing, so that he didn't do it, I was willing to be the guy that did. Sometimes it's just because it pissed me off too. Other times because, two examples. We're playing golf at a golf course locally. He hits a ball. It goes into someone's yard and by a pool where there are people. I immediately drove up to the fence and said, is everybody okay? I'm sorry. I hit a ball and it went into the yard. And Charles came up behind me and he's like, what are you doing? I would have done that. I go, Charles, think about this, man. If it's me, someone they don't know, they don't recognize, and they don't care about, they're going to throw me the golf ball back or just say, yep, we're good. No one hit anybody.
It's probably
the minute
true.
Your fat ass shows up at that fence, they're going to be like, dollar signs in their mind, or at least there's a chance of it. And so I made sure that that wasn't the case. I can't tell you how many times, whether it be locally, in Vegas, or otherwise, when the stupid fan that had probably had a little bit too much liquid courage or just felt like for some reason they could do or say whatever they wanted, and one of them here locally was, we're sitting at a bar minding our business watching sports, and a guy walks up and asks for an autograph. He says, Charles, I need you to personalize it. Charles says, okay, what's the name? He says a name we've never heard before, and spelling it or otherwise, Charles goes, how about this? I'm going to put two. You can fill in the name. and I'll sign it. And he says, you know what, MF-er? I don't need your effing autograph. Crumples it up, throws it in his face. I went over the table. I was like, and Charles was like, let him go, Joel. Just let him go. And I was like, no way, man. We're going to have a conversation. Because you don't treat anybody, let alone, I don't care if it's Charles Barkley or the bartender. You don't treat anybody like that.
Yeah. So you essentially served as a buffer is what you did. You yep. served as a buffer for Charles Barkley so you could kind of protect him from any, you know, anybody else out in the outside world that's trying to take advantage of him. And I get the dynamic with the autograph. You know, if you write to someone, it becomes personalized, and I guess it's not worth as much, right? For those listening, if it's just an autograph, then it's worth a lot more than an autograph that says to Joel or to Nick or to Charles or whatever the case may be. So that's probably why the guy was upset, and he absolutely should have been punched in the face if he's going to throw a piece of paper at somebody, an adult, whether it's Charles Barkley or not. No. But that's what you did. You served as a buffer
yes.
for Charles
yes.
Barkley. I don't know if you can serve as a buffer for somebody everywhere he goes. Like, wasn't there times where Charles Barkley was out of town and you weren't in that
yeah,
city?
The one time that I didn't go with him was the preseason trip to Orlando when he threw the guy through the window.
Well, there you – I mean – you can't be with people. That proves my point,
Nick,
though.
Yes, you can. As security, as paid security, it's a different story because that's what you're paid to do. So here's where you get back to you and your comment about if you're smart enough. If you're the athlete, as long as you're telling your security guy, I'm going here. Next week, we're going there. Tomorrow, we're going there. Then the security, it's his job to be there. If you forget to tell him and then something happens, that's on you. Because because there's been times like that. Like one of James's security guys, who was a friend of mine, who had covered the Rolling Stones and been security for the Stones and Kobe and other people. James wouldn't even pay him. He made the team pay him. He didn't pay him, though he was beck and calling for James all summer long when the Rockets weren't playing. And he was living in a rat infested apartment in downtown Houston and struggling mightily. And then he would go off on a trip and say, be ready to go to Vegas, blah, 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 blah. And sometimes he wouldn't tell him. And the guy was like, even considering, I better take my own flight to be where he's going to be. Dude, at some point, that's on you.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, James Harden, and that's James Harden, at least he's never been, he's never been caught.
Someone said that on Twitch. Credit to him. He hasn't been caught.
I mean, the guy, it's pretty public knowledge what he likes to do at the strip clubs and everything else, but we'll talk more about it. We got to talk a little bit about Apollo's men health. We still haven't mentioned the Astros. I don't know how much. We didn't really get into the NCAA March Madness situation. We can discuss that as well. But there's a bunch to talk about with this Deshaun Watson stuff because there's layers and there's more layers. And the number continues to go up. And honestly, I don't think ESPN can even keep up. Like at one point they had it at, because Sarah Barshop tweeted out 30 minutes ago that a 13th civil lawsuit has been filed against Deshaun Watson. ESPN National on TV didn't even have it updated. That's how much this thing is changing. So we're definitely going to have to talk about Deshaun Watson a lot more on the program.
I also want to bring up the fact that a security guard at the minor league complex for the Astros went way over crossing the line, and I need to talk about that. Lots more to get to, and we'd love to hear from you too. 713-780-3776, HRNP Lister Line. You can call that number. You can text that number. You can hit us up on Twitch and Twitter. Great conversations going on Twitch today. Text has been okay so far. I'll give it a passing grade. As we get ready to go to the break, again, I want to tell you about the good people at Apollo Men's Health. Look, I know the title says men's health, but it's so much more. It's for women too. And the fact is they can do hormone therapy and get you feeling like you thought you'd never feel again. From the boardroom to the bedroom to the weight room, they make a difference if you're honest with them. They put you on a plan. They get you where you need to go. And you're going to be surprised at how great you can be feeling in no time at all. And it all starts with your first visit. All you got to do is set it up. Call 832-664-9966 or go to apollomh.com. Either way, when you book that first appointment, you're going to find out most major insurance is accepted and discounts for military personnel and first responders. They take care of the details. Dr. O used to work at some of those other clinics. He found out what worked. He also found out what he didn't like that they did. So he opened his own clinic so he could do it the right way. And David Kelly and his staff in the office are going to make you feel right at home. You're going to feel comfortable. Therefore, you can be honest. Therefore, you can get results. That's the way they do it. I love these people, and you're going to love them too. You mentioned my name or ESPN Radio, and you're going to get a free in-body exam on your first visit, and the process is going to go from there. But believe me when I tell you, they get results, and they do it in a way that makes sense. Check them out today and make sure you tell them Joel Blank sent you by. It's the good people at Apollo Men's Health.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, back on The Press Box as we continue to roll with our first in-studio show. Nick and myself, this is the new lineup. We're looking forward to it. You guys have been great already. The Twitch numbers are way up and lots of responses on lots of topics. And fortunately or unfortunately, as a Houston sports fan, there is plenty to talk about. And we mentioned the Rockets and we mentioned the NCAA tournament. If you missed the early results today, Iowa, a 2 seed, is no longer with us as a eligible to win the NCAA title after they lost. So they're gone. Oregon put them away 95-80, handled them pretty easily at the end of the day. And I said they were overrated. And I said Garza, even as the National Player of the Year, isn't as good as everybody was billing him to be. But you find out through this tournament, and you find out a lot about your teams, as we've seen with all the upsets, the 15 seeds advancing, all the different things that are happening. Currently, right now, 3:12 to play first half. Gonzaga, the number one overall seed, leads Oklahoma 40-30 in a tighter game than most thought. But they're at least handling their business. So we covered what U of H did. We covered some of the upsets. We can still talk about more as there's going to be games the rest of the day. Coming up, a couple of good ones later this afternoon. Michigan-LSU could be a great game. LSU knows how to defend, and they can suffocate you. Michigan down one of their best players. That's going to be an interesting game to watch, as well as the fact that USC, a 6 seed with an NBA prospect that really has some talent, against Kansas, a 3 seed, that we know always has talent. That should be another good game. That's the late game for the day at 8:40 Central on CBS. Other games in between, we can keep you updated, but we wanted to give you some of those things as we continue to talk about the number one topic talked about sports-wise and otherwise in the city of Houston, Texas. Deshaun Watson, Tony Busby, all these allegations. What's it up to now, Nick, according to Sarah Barshop of ESPN? 13?
There's officially 13 filed civil lawsuits.
Okay.
It's up to 13. I think ESPN has gotten the update on the TV there, but for 1 second they're out of date. So it's up to 13. I'm imagining from the way Tony Busby is speaking that there's more. I just don't know if he's going to reveal the rest of these lawsuits. And I honestly, I'd love to know if there's been any communication between the two attorneys. I don't know how that works. When do they start sharing evidence, if they ever do that? I don't know how I don't know what Rusty Harden's relationship is with Tony Busby. That's going to be very interesting to see. But I think Rusty Harden's approach, something that you mentioned in the first hour of the program about not, you know, commenting on everything, is the right way to go. I don't think Rusty is a dumb attorney. I think he knows what he's doing. So it's going to be an interesting battle. Up until this point, it's not a criminal status case in any way, right, shape, or form. And that really helps Deshaun Watson if he wants to continue his career in the NFL, whether it's with the Texans or with someone else. So there's nothing criminal of this situation yet, but it could get to that point. It could evolve to that point. So I don't know. I mean, we could continue to talk about Deshaun Watson. I didn't want to bring up your Badgers, homie. And I didn't want to bring up the
NCAA. I expected it. I'm fine with it. And look, as much as I thought Iowa was overrated, Wisconsin wasn't a 2 seed, but I thought that I said, even if they, I've said it on this show, even if they beat Carolina, they weren't going to beat Baylor. AJ and I were talking about it because AJ bet heavily against the Badgers in the opener. And I said, the only way the Badgers have a chance is if they shoot 40% or better from three, which they did. And I said that, first of all, they go as their point guard Trice goes. And as good as he was in the opener against Carolina, I said he normally doesn't put two games like that together. He didn't. Davidson, their scrappy little two guard, had 29 points. He didn't. They didn't. It's that simple. They aren't as good as
everybody
built them.
They were similar to the Rockets from the past in the fact that they kind of lived and died by the three, is what you're kind of saying.
Kind of, yeah. And so I wasn't crushed by the Badgers results because I expected this. So that's why, if you guys want to go and say my Badgers, I get it.
Was it a 14-point lead that they lost late in the game? Was that what it was? What was the didn't they come from? Weren't they ahead at first and then lost the lead?
No, Baylor pretty much was dominant throughout the game. They were in it early. They made a couple of pushes, but in the second half, Baylor showed why they are one of the top teams in the country. They just put their foot on the gas. They're so versatile athletically. They have two dominant scorers. They have a ton of great role players. The guy that looks like he's the bassist for a Whitesnake video, Meyer, I think his name is, he can play, he can shoot, he's smart. So it doesn't bother me because I saw it happening. What bothers me And again, for all you Big 12ers, you can't, and I heard Charlie talking about this, you can't blow your horn and say you were a better conference than the Big 10 because you're doing the exact same thing the Big 10 is doing. Once you get to the tournament, your teams are falling off left and right. What bothered me was Illinois, Ohio State. That's the two that I didn't expect to see this. Michigan was the team I thought would lose earlier than expected as a one seed because they have injuries. The fact that the Buckeyes and the Illini did what they did was shocking to me. So, but if you have nine teams in the dance, two number one seeds and a number two seed, don't give me any crap about a better conference in basketball because this year there wasn't. It's that simple.
Yeah, and I didn't want to like go too much into the Wisconsin situation because I only caught the end of it, and I wanted to get your thoughts on that whole situation. And when you shoot, I think most teams would do a lot better if they shot 35-40% from 3-point line at the college level. I mean, you know, I think that the Houston Cougs could have been a much better team if some of their shooters, like Charlie was talking about Giroux and how he wasn't a really good. Giroux.
Who, no, who's this guy, oh, Charlie, you're talking about?
Charlie Polillo. And he was saying he wasn't a really good, he didn't have a really good shooting percentage last year. He had, I think he shot below 20% from long range. And so he kind of had to be more efficient with his shot selection. Like, I think he went 6-for-12 and shot 50%. Not great, but he's not shooting 1,000 shots and only hitting six. So I think that's important. But yeah, I mean, I look. Wisconsin is always going to, I feel like they're always going to deal with the struggle of better talent later in the season.
They don't get five-star blue chip recruits at Wisconsin. They get guys that spend 4 years there and they play their asses off. And you know what? You can poop on them all you want, but you look at football and you look at basketball, the two money-making sports, and they get results. They either tire of won the Big Ten title in both football and basketball more times than almost any team on either side, football or basketball. And that's surprising when you had Michigan State forever in the Big Ten basketball-wise. When you've had Ohio State, they've played Ohio State and won their division and played in the Big Ten championship game more than any other team. They do things without getting the Ohio State, Michigan five-star recruits or the blue chips that...
Right. Just the one thing you said alone in the fact that they play for 4 years, that should tell you what kind of program. Right. I'm not dogging the program.
Now, next year they're going to suck because majority of their seniors
are
gone.
They're gone. So. Yeah. And you need that experience at a school like Wisconsin. No question. No question.
Now, on to your Cougs. Here's what I would say.
Are you going to bet against my Cougs on my bookie, though? You better not.
No, but I'm worried.
I am too. I ain't gonna lie.
Charlie and I were talking about it, and I thought Coach's kid Boeheim, I didn't see him play that much. And I said to Charlie a few weeks ago, is he really that good? But then watching him yesterday and watching him in the opening round,
he's not a terrible player.
He's really good.
Yeah. And I thought he was a slightly above average player at the college level.
Size gives U of H some problems, and more so than that, that matchup zone is gonna give U of H possibly some problems. But I like what Kelvin said. He didn't run from it. We didn't make free throws. We had a lot of guys that didn't make shots, but you know what? We won the game. And so we live to play another day. We can work on our shortcomings, but we're advancing. That's the main thing. I'm looking forward to the game. I want you guys to talk major mess all week, and I really want your Cougs to beat the Orangemen.
Just seemed like there's so many negatives that were going against us that really forced us to persevere. Our perseverance and just refusal to wilt, to go away. You know, did we play poorly? Yes. That's okay. There's a lot of teams that played a lot better than us that's at home tonight. So don't get carried away if you don't play good. I don't you say, well, that's an ugly win. It's a win. This time of year, I don't evaluate them. You know, what did you think about this? We won the game. We're in the Sweet 16, and we play Syracuse next Saturday. That's the bottom line.
At least you got a good coach, man.
I love him.
He speaks so well. Similar to Silas, although Silas is just a lot more depressed right now.
Calvin's polished, and I told you, Calvin knows how to play the PR media game. And so I just love Calvin for all that and so much more.
Dude, he even
more.
Said, we're not going to out-talent you. He literally said that in the post-game presser. Bro, we're not going to out-talent you.
With all these upsets, though, if you look at it, if they get by Syracuse.
That's a huge win.
They can get to the Final Four now.
Yeah, but that's the thing, and I would love to eat my words because I've already been on record saying I don't think any of the Texas teams are going to go to the Final Four. I would love to see it. My issue is if they can persevere against a team like Syracuse, I think they'll do a better job persevering or coming from behind against other teams. I think Syracuse might be a tricky one for them. But we'll wait. It's Saturday. We've got a whole week to chop that game down and discuss it. But I'm a little concerned. But it's single game elimination. You get the best out of all players in a tournament like this. And despite that hip issue with Giroux, he's playing and playing. But he's playing, so he's it's working out. So hopefully that doesn't hinder him too much. As a Cougs fan, I would love to see them put a whooping on Syracuse. But
a lot
I do think it's going to be
competitive. Didn't see them winning. Glad they did. The path is there. They can't look past Syracuse, but if they do get
they
by them,
they can't.
They can go a long way, and that would be a great run for a city that desperately needs a team to really step up, play well, and do some things. So if you want to bet on them and you want to put some money down, there's only one place to do it. It's MyBookie. As they're blasting through March and the March madness continues and all the upsets and whether you filled out a bracket or not, game by game, play by play, there are a lot of different things that you want to bet on, and the only place to do it is at MyBookie. How about getting some action on those games today, as we've got, as we mentioned, games all the way through, the last one starting at 8:40 tonight. You want to bet on an upset you think is going to happen, or you want to stay with the favorite and say there's no way Michigan's going to lose or UCLA's ride is going to continue? You can jump on all that and so much more. Get it started by going to mybookie.ag. Sign up and use the promo code BET975 to secure a deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's promo code BET975 to claim your first deposit bonus. College hoops, plenty. NBA, that too. NHL, soccer, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands. They have live in-game betting. That means you didn't get to get bet in before the game started, but you still want to throw some money down? They have so many ways you can do it. Choose from thousands of lines and odds. You can turn any game day into a payday. Our man Tony has been betting against the Rockets for a month. He's cleaning up. You can too. And the place to do it? MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Here I go again on my own.
Going down the only road I've ever known. You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
So we've got a couple people questioning male massage therapists like there aren't any and there shouldn't be. I know for a fact that the teams employ male massage therapists too. So let's not go that far stereotyping into that kind of realm, because
it's just, I mean, you've seen male massage therapists, but they exist. I mean, it happens. So I guess it's predominantly dominated by women, but I'm pretty sure they're massaged, and I don't even know if that's a fact. There might be an equal number of men in the massage industry that there is women. I don't know. Look, to be honest with you, like, I'm not even trying to be like inappropriate here. I don't know if I want to get a massage from a dude, man. Have you had a massage from a dude?
So here's the thing.
Yes, you have. Which Rockets massage therapist gave you a massage when you're in? Yeah. Don't lie.
No. So here's the thing. When I was with the Rockets and they employed multiple massage therapists, one of them that was like chiropractor, and I was having massive back problems. I had herniated discs. And so he specialized in deep tissue massage and did some chiropractic work, all right? So I go to the office, and he says, you're going to do the deep tissue thing. Bro, I wasn't big on massage. I never, in college, I mean, if I
that
did something, it was in the training room, and I really, even with pitching and stuff like that, I believed in ice and all that stretching, but I never really had any issues. So I go, okay, and I don't even know what to expect on a deep tissue massage. And this dude is using elbows and getting, and I literally, when I walked out of that place, I felt like I was in a street fight. You know how you kind of get kind of dazed and you're kind of like, I almost wasn't sure I was going to drive home. It's like that night that you probably, before Uber was created and you're thinking about, I probably shouldn't drive home. I felt like that. I felt like I had gotten the crap beat out of me, and I was like, and I sat in my car for a little bit going, man, when they do that deep tissue stuff and they get down into your back and things like that, I was a little foggy for a while.
Because the relief from that doesn't come until after, right? Like if he did the massage right, or you know, whatever he did as a chiropractor correctly, like the relief that you get from that doesn't happen until like several hours, maybe even a day
it's
after.
It's kind of time released. But here's the other thing. So that before you guys can go in on your little jokes and tangents and things like that. And a lot of the athletes think this same way. Just by nature, most men in the business are stronger. in terms of dealing with athletes. And because you're dealing with a large amount of muscle mass.
And you're trying to do deep tissue.
And if you're trying to do deep tissue, you have at least one male on staff for the deep tissues in a lot of cases, because they get in there and they try and get, you know what? And not to knock on any females, because there are females that do deep tissue too. But again, back in the time when I was doing working for the Rockets, and a lot of that was prevalent before we got to where we are today, that was kind of the line of thinking. So there were there was a male massage therapist on staff specializing in deep tissue, and then there were others, male and female, that would handle all the, just the regular massages for like recovery and things like that.
Are there texts available if we had to go back in your history that says, hey man, thank you very much for that massage, buddy, that felt great? Is there any text exchanges?
Buddy was used.
And why not buddy?
Because I don't think that we were buddies.
Were you like, did you give him like an extra big thank you for taking care? I mean, you had herniated discs. I mean, you were in some serious pain, and this lovely man here did such a good job of relieving you.
Never call him a lovely man.
My bad.
But you know what? I think my back felt better eventually. But
so I don't know. Thank God I've never had a herniated disc. You said you've had two or three?
I had C6, C7 in my between my shoulder blades.
God.
And it got to the point where, and Mark Berman gets credit for this. So I had done the deep tissue massages and all the other things, and I still, and you know me, like if I was golfing, I could swing a club. But if I was lining up a putt and went down into like catcher's position, my entire left side would go numb. It was like almost in a time release. My arm, then my leg, from the sciatic. And then the other thing was, you know how much I love playing basketball. I couldn't get the ball from the free throw line to the rim when those discs were
See, that
flaring.
Sounds too serious. So that is safe to say, because I'm an idiot. That's too serious for a massage therapist to
They couldn't
to
do
fix.
Anything about it. Because
that's a chiropractor at that point.
You have to directly go to the discs to address the bulging discs, because at that point, Matt Bullard was even told, look, because he had back issues.
Yeah.
And they said, don't do any surgery, because if you do surgery, it's fusion. If it's fusion, there's no going back from it. And depending on which vertebrae they fuse, you may never be able to bend over and tie your shoes again. Because what that is a plate and screws fusing, connecting vertebrae together and taking away your flexibility. So the option was, and Berman, to his credit, said, I think high school with Dr. Uday Doctor. And I'm like, come on, Berman, you're pulling my leg. Doctor, doctor. And he's like, Joel, I swear to you, his name's Doctor, doctor. He's the Astros doctor for back issues. He's handled Billy Spires, the outfielder, and so many more. He goes, you got to go see him.
Well, if intern Will Doctor ever becomes a medical doctor, he'll be Doctor, doctor.
Yep.
So I guess it's not, I guess.
I thought that was just a nickname. Will's actual last name is Doctor?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So I go see Doctor, doctor, and he tells me, because the first place I went to, they told me something similar where they put you're going to have, Nick, I'm just going to tell you right now before I get into this, you're not going to like this because of what you're squeamish about. But they told me at the first place I went to before Berman gave me the heads up on, if I'm going anywhere, I'm going to one of the team doctors, right? So before that, I went to like Kelsey Seabor or something like that. And they said, okay, here's what's going to happen. You're going to be like on an operating table, and we're going to take this big needle, and we're going to go through the front of your neck.
Oh.
And into the discs in your spine.
Oh, no.
Now, the kicker for me was they weren't going to use a monitor. And so they said, like, the worst thing that could happen, because I'm asking all kinds of questions. At the time, my dad was alive. He was with me. And at the first place, they were like, now, here's the kicker. The worst thing that could happen is if something happens with the disc or we miss or things like that, then you're going to need a spinal tap. But you carry around this serum, and it's only for a certain amount of time, and they – you know, you got to have it. And I'm like, no, then I'm going to deal with the pain.
Yeah.
So I go see Dr. Doctor, and he's like, he walks me through the procedure, and he goes, we put you in a neck brace. There's a cutout in the neck brace that shows exactly the area where we go through in the neck. He's like, you're going to be awake to the point where even though you can't feel it, you can watch the monitor like I am, where I see the needle go into the two discs.
Oh, no.
And then it's time released.
Hell no.
And so I did. Now, the scary thing was.
Hell no.
You take an IV first, and then he called it like the birthday serum and all kinds of stuff, but or a margarita, whatever. But essentially what happens is you totally lose all feeling, and you like to me it was my left side. So suddenly I can't use my left arm, and it just all – there's no feeling, but it's numb.
So it messed with you mentally, I would imagine.
So when you get done, the first question is, when's this stuff wearing off? And they're like, oh, for everybody, it's different. But it does cross your mind, like, is this going to come back?
Yeah, I would.
And then the nurse goes, okay, Joel, you can pick up your pants now. And I'm like, how? I only got one hand because my arm's not working.
You can pull your pants back up?
I was like, I wore sweatpants, thankfully. I was like, but, like, I can't use my left arm. And so I did two injections. I think 2 weeks later, you come back for two more. And he said, everybody's different. Some people have to come back in 6 months. Some people have to come back in a year to 6 years. Some people never have to come back. It's just, it takes differently with different people. And knock on wood, after the four injections over a month, I never had to come back.
Interesting. See, I would have had the exact same fear. I had a back issue and they wanted to have surgery on me. And they're like, this is what's going to happen. And then they explained it to me. I'm like, man, if you ever want to sell me a surgery, you going into that much detail ain't going to help your case. So I avoided the surgery. I'm glad you're able to bounce back from that because injections are kind of serious, man. And sometimes your quality of life goes down significantly if that is not taken care of correctly because it's a back pain. It's similar to like an earache or a toothache. It just ruins your mentality in life in general. It just puts you in a bad mood.
I was laid up for 6 months. Like I was doing Rockets games and when we were doing the road games in the studio, when we went to commercial, I'd have to lay on the floor with my feet up on the console so that my vertebrae would line up a little bit.
Not about that life.
Dude, I had every concoction known to man. Some of the other Rockets doctors, they gave me this at-home traction thing, which was the craziest thing ever, but it goes around your doorknob at your house, right? And there's like a pulley system. And then on one end, you know like the IV bag?
Yeah.
So there, you get an IV bag, and then there's lines on the bag, and it says, for 25 pounds of pressure, fill to here. For 50 pounds. And so, no lie, you put on a neck brace, okay? So the neck brace is on, and it's really snug up against the underside of your jaw and around your skull, all right? You lay on the floor. You wrap the thing around the doorknob, and the water full of whatever poundage you put on it is on the other side, right? Then you proceed to slide away from the door, raising the water pouch up, until it's hanging suspended in the air and all that pressure is pulling your head up away from, you know, it's kind of like,
sounds
essentially
terrible.
What it is it's like, imagine like,
it's putting just enough pressure
it's stretching
on
your spine out. So imagine like you had a helmet and someone grabbed the underside of the helmet and started pulling. So your head is being pulled towards you.
One direction.
While your body's being set the other way.
Correct.
The crazy thing was they said, do it for like 15 minutes, but they go, the minute you're done, don't let it down quickly. Let it down easily. First time I did it, I found out why. The minute you stop after having 15 straight minutes of that being your spine being stretched out, if you don't do slow, it comes right back. Oh, my God, Nick, I thought I was paralyzed.
Oh, yeah, because that probably is it's probably a super sharp pain, I would imagine.
It's just the shock of all of a sudden all the relief caused by the spine, the vertebrae being separated.
Yeah.
They smash together, and it smashes the disc, and you're like, ah!
Oh,
so I tried everything known to man, but Doctor was the guy that actually did some work. So.
Well, shout out to Doctor, taking care of one back at a time in this world. So it's including Joel Blanks
and Mark Berman, who normally doesn't do things for other people. You have to do it for him. So shout out to Mark Berman for that.
Oh, that's like the first nice thing you've ever said about Mark Berman. I feel like, you know what I mean?
I think it was you.
But we got a bunch to talk about. I know you got to talk about Fritz Roofing. We were talking about Deshaun Watson. The official update is 13 officially filed civil lawsuits against Deshaun Watson. There's 50% capacity at the Astros games. Did you guys see what happened to Alex Bregman? Joel has some thoughts.
Yeah, we got to get on that too. And by the way, someone texted, I'm not going to lie, the deep tissue massage made me teary-eyed. I'm a man. I'll admit it. It relieves your pain, but it is painful. That's what I'm talking about.
No, I've heard that so many times. Knock on wood, I've never had a situation where my back pain needed that much therapy. Everybody that I've heard that had serious that everybody that I know that's had serious back issues have told me they've cried from therapy. That is not shocking at all. So
no doubt about it.
So we'll talk more. We'll talk about that Astros and the Bregman situation because I have some thoughts on that too, man.
Let's get to that and a whole lot more. Someone said they tried calling in. Call in again. We've been trying to get the calls in, but we've been passionate. We had a lot of people chiming in. We had a lot to get to. Before we go to the break, I want to tell you about my good buddy Corey and the people at Fitz Roofing. They are phenomenal, and they love taking care of people in Houston. And they have the best ratings, the best products, and the best warranties in the business. But more so than anything else, Corey's a guy that really cares, and he knows what he's doing. He just got named vice president of the Houston Area Roofers Association. You don't get that kind of accolade and title if you don't know what you're doing. If people at Fitz Roofing know what they're doing on roofs that they can repair or put a new roof on your house or your business, as they do commercials, commercial properties as well for businesses, but they also do so much more. They can do repairs. They're looking at putting a fence in my yard. They also can do repairs after the storm, and they can tell you what you can actually write off on your insurance, and they can help you do, and they can tell you what they can help you recover from as you do things like construction in your attic where there was damage or water damage or all these things. And the best part of all that is they do it by giving you the inspection for free. So they come to you and tell you what they can do, and it costs you nothing, and they can tell you what the next steps are. All it takes is a phone call, 832-521-3001. Or you can get online, FITZroofing.com. I encourage you to call them. Fitz Roofing does phenomenal things. 832-521-3001. They're going to do that free, no obligation inspection. They got an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor. They're going to take care of you every step of the way. And if they can do that initial consultation for free, why wouldn't you at least see what they can do? Because there's nobody better in the business. Check them out today. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Hall of Fame Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Well, I've got bad news to pass along, thanks to someone on the text line that tipped us off. Very sadly, I must say that I'm actually taken aback by this. Dr. Uday Doctor passed away suddenly October 9th, 2020. And he was a renowned specialist. He grew up in Houston. He was born at the Methodist Hospital. He graduated from Hempstead High School, went to Texas A&M, received his medical degree from Texas Health Science Center in San Antonio, went to Baylor College of Medicine, and so unfortunately suddenly passed away. Yeah, so RIP, Dr. Doctor, you did me right, and I will always remember you with pleasant thoughts and favorable review. Fantastic guy, so very sad to hear that.
Yeah. Obviously, that's a bit of a shock to you. I guess that texter, he just called in, and I think he wanted to relay that. So we just found that out. He didn't know. And you've been disconnected from the Rockets, at least from employment, at least, what, now 3-4 years. So I would imagine that's where that connection came from, correct? So RIP, Doctor. Did not know that. But it looks like the Packers, in other news,
yes,
is doing what you said that the Packers should do all along. And it looks like they're trying to restructure Aaron Rodgers' contract. Do you think this should have been done?
Should have been done, but I'm glad he's doing it now, because here's the thing that I told you all along. He, rightfully so, bitched about when they drafted another quarterback. He, rightfully so, said they should be worried about the now instead of drafting for the future, and they're not putting enough good players around me. But as I mentioned when it happened, the reason why they were able to re-sign Aaron Jones was because five players not named Aaron Rodgers, including highest paid offensive lineman in the game at the time, David Bakhtiari, Adrian Amos, their studs safety, and several other players, restructured so the team could do more. Aaron was the guy bitching, and he hadn't done anything yet. And it started to become a thing last week in the state of Wisconsin, too, saying, what are you going to do, Aaron? Because do what Tom Brady did. His whole career, he took less so the team could bring on more talent and do more. When are you going to do that? Well, it looks like it's still a possibility that he is going to do just that and that they might have some more money to play with. It's a shame because right now, free agency, most of the good players are already being snapped up, but there's still things to be done. There's still the draft. Hopefully, it's not too late for them to add more talent, but I'm glad he's finally seeing the light to do it.
So here's my question, because Michael Silver with the blue check tweets out, the deal, if it happens, might also inform us about how they view his future in Green Bay. Once the details of the restructured contract becomes available, if it does, is this going to serve as an indicator as to how long Aaron Rodgers will remain in a Packers uniform or remain playing? So I don't know if he wants to retire as a Packer.
So here's the kicker, Nick. It's one thing if, say you got a contract like Aaron Rodgers, okay. All right? I drafted a guy that I may or may not have ready to take your place, okay? So currently, basically for his tradability and the fact you can move on from him, the window is, I think, 2 more years. All right? If I restructure you and the term of the contract doesn't change, what that means is I'm still thinking about getting rid of you.
That's where I was getting at.
If I restructure you and say, Nick, in order to make this work right for you, we're going to add a year or two, guaranteed. Then what that's telling you is, okay, we may have jumped the gun. You still got plenty of good years left in you. And the smart thing for us to do is make sure you got a couple more years. Well,
does he not get any of that guaranteed money based on past success? Don't you think that might be a possibility?
So the guaranteed money won't change. He'll get that no matter what. But they can either restructure it with signing bonuses and other things and keep the term the same. But what Aaron's going to want is, especially if he wants to play his whole career in Green Bay, is I'm going to change your thought process initially when you drafted Love as your quarterback of the future. I'm going to say, I'll do it, but you have to add a year or two. And in doing so, then the Packers' hands are tied and they literally have to go with Rodgers, which is, why would you say that's a bad thing? We see what Brady's doing. If you can have Aaron Rodgers instead of for 2 more years, for 4 more years, 3 more years, do it.
Yeah. And I guess they did jump the gun a little bit, but you know, I know it aggravated Aaron Rodgers, but at some point they had to consider the quarterback position. Maybe they jumped the gun a little bit and they thought he was on the decline and he really wasn't, whatever the case may be. I know it's offensive, and I know Aaron Rodgers has kind of been transparent about it. Like, he kind of admitted, yeah, it bothered me when they drafted Love.
He did it to Brett Favre.
I know. And so, but obviously he knows that feeling now. You know what I mean? He's significantly old. He's basically where Brett Favre was. And look, Brett Favre, you know, I think he didn't really admit it. He goes, there's been many times where he asked me for help and I tried. But what about the other times where you might have been a little distant or you weren't communicating with him? And it makes me wonder how Aaron Rodgers is really, truly, genuinely treating that quarterback, because it does make you wonder. But I am very interested to see what the details of the contract will reveal. But clearly a much better situation in Green Bay than we have down here in Houston with the Texans, not just from a disaster from a front office standpoint, which was the story for most of the offseason. But now, Deshaun Watson, up to 13 civil lawsuits have been filed, and it may be growing. So not a good situation down here in Houston, significantly better situation if you are in Green Bay. But that was the first 2 hours of our program in studio for the first time.
Good stuff. Lots of good stuff.
It flew by.
Yeah, lots of good stuff. We guys keep you on your toes as we continue to talk about all the different news of the day. And, of course, with the NCAAs, we're going to continue to update you on the scores. In the early game, Iowa was eliminated by Oregon 95-80 as the upsets continue. Currently, Gonzaga leads Oklahoma 52-38 with about 17 minutes to play in the second half as the number one overall seed Zags look to be in control there. We mentioned the Watson situation that Nick mentioned, how many lawsuits have been filed. And, of course, the Rockets. We have to get to the Astros because Chandler Rome tweeted as part of the just ho-hum, another preseason spring training game yesterday, that there was a little bit of a distraction going on when Alex Bregman was at the plate. I got some real thoughts on this. I'd like to hear what you guys think. We'll be back with that and a whole lot more as we get to the third hour of the program as we keep rolling around and rolling along. It is the Press Box, ESPN.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.